The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What up, good people? It's your favorite comedy cousins, Monroe Martin.
Derek Gaines.
And we're here to remind you to head over to our YouTube page and subscribe. Okay? Subscribe. It looks like we're getting a lot of views, but a lot of those views come from non-subscribers. So we're going to need you to go ahead and commit. All right? We committed. Now you need to do your part, baby. Let's do it.
The coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky's falling, ain't no need to panic.
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Blam,
blam, blam, blah, 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 blam.
It's your favorite cousins, Monroe and Derek Gaines.
I fuck with that.
Let's go. Spitting in this bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
You know who it is. It's your favorite comedy cousins. And
And today we have the wonderful, beautiful Onika with us today. What's your last name? So I know.
Onika McLaren. McLaren or McLean?
Like the car? McLaren like the car?
You gotta speak into the mic just a little bit.
Oh, McLean like John McLean.
Oh, McLean. Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Onika McLean.
Oh, shit.
Like Die Hard.
Action star.
That, right?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm wonderful. Doing, thanks for having me. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Look at that. Much. You got the lipstick and the waves popping. Wave check.
That's a mean Caesar. Nikki got that mean Caesar with the waves.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying out here in this COVID streets.
You're doing good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing.
How'd you spend it? I call it, this is the COVID Thanksgiving. So this is different from any. You cooked?
I cooked a whole bunch of food, like Big Mama.
Okay.
And then I had a couple people over, under 10.
Okay.
And then that was
it. We got the law. We not Cuomo.
And, what did we play? And we played Taboo, and that was it.
Categories or Cards Against Humanity or whatever the fuck.
No, so when you do it, you do your Thanksgiving like real family style. I've experienced a lot of different Thanksgiving. There's the Thanksgiving where everybody eats at the table and they say their blessings and what they're thankful for and they eat together. Or you eat on the floor and they just be walking around.
I bring all the food on the table. Like I heat everything up again and put it
and
on the table.
And then you're all sitting next
and
to each other.
And then we stand up. And then we say, like, everybody say what they thankful for.
Nigga, I like that shit where, nigga, we eat, we get our plates, we go to the living room. Like that's what I fuck with.
He's been coming to my mom's house the last couple Thanksgivings. Uh-huh.
That's our favorite.
COVID Thanksgiving was so fucked up. We forgot to say grace.
Really? y'all mad at God? You're like,
we forgot to say grace when we was eating our crab legs. We was like, oh, shit.
Crab legs?
Lord, I'm sorry.
You had crab legs for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That's the appetizer. We fuck around.
Oh, yeah, you had an appetizer, crab legs with that. Oh, your mother bougie.
I
want to meet your
suburbs.
Mother.
Oh. I'm cul-de-sac black. He sees it all. Everybody to come over the crib.
I had salmon, baked salmon.
Really?
Mom's
big ass baked salmon, honey glaze, honey garlic glaze on that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Before
God.
COVID, man, Derek Gaines' house would be it.
With some mac and cheese, with some Gouda and other fancy
cheeses. He got Gouda?
She fucked up mac and cheese.
Oh, y'all rich. If y'all got a lot of cheeses.
We didn't smoke Gouda
last year. We're rich. Nigga, you prayed with the family around the table. You're the one that's prosperous right now.
I did it because I saw it on Soul Food one time. And now I'm trying to take my ghetto family and make it a better situation.
I like the ghetto family.
No, I don't like that because then everybody's everywhere eating all over the house.
You know, but I like that. I like families who are like, yeah, go eat this shit. It's silent. Like a nigga that thinks they play.
The kids' table. Remember the kids' table?
I like that shit. I like eating on the step. I like getting my food, fucking going to the step, watching TV. I fucks with that.
Well, you know my mom from North. So it's like
from North Carolina?
North Philly. So
North Philly. So that's how she eats.
So it's just a party.
We over there.
My family's from North Carolina, so that's, it's like family time.
Yeah.
So that's why
I get it.
Like that. Me and my wife, we try sometimes.
But
like,
it's only y'all.
I know, but we had this Thanksgiving. It was me, her, God kid, best friend, and...
Was Ingrid there?
No, Ingrid was there, her
oh,
best
you like
friend.
Ingrid?
And
you
then
like Ingrid?
Ingrid, though, she got a thing, another person. And and we just like ate. Her dad came through, and we just ate on the couch on some extra chairs, and we just crowded around the TV. And I'm like,
watch TV. Like, there's
y'all ate with paper plates.
No, yeah, absolutely.
No, no paper dishes? Plates. You eat on paper plates for Thanksgiving?
If I got it. Absolutely,
no,
Onika.
No, that's when you're supposed to pull out the real china and stuff.
Why? Real china? Who's for who?
Well, when will you pull out plates? You know, hey, you eat plates on Thanksgiving. Yo, y'all bugging.
If you're pulling out real china, where's the real dishwasher at? Because we don't like fucking around at our house with the dishes. My aunt will do it because me and my mom will cook.
Yeah, somebody going to do the dishes. The person that drunk the longest, that got up and went to sleep, she is going to do the dishes.
I'm not coming. There's no wrong way to Thanksgiving.
I like how she said
no.
Yeah.
It's gonna
the person that drank the longest, slept the longest, she needs to do all of it.
You got somebody in mind.
Yeah, traditional family. I like it. Respect.
She is me.
No, you're tripping. You are tripping.
Paper plates for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But they like y'all Dixie, raggedy. So they got wax on them.
Strong.
No, no. Get a plate. You have to have a plate for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. There's one day that you can to celebrate a meal.
I eat off real
Christmas,
plates
we
every
have
day.
Christmas dinner is fine. We'll bring out the plates for that.
No, I'm not. If you ain't doing it for Thanksgiving, you're not doing it for Christmas.
No, we're not.
We've been to people's houses who have nice size houses and condos and shit, and they gave us paper plates.
Paper plates.
Because everybody agrees.
I'm going to invite y'all to my house, and y'all, we're going to have.
Then you're going to be sitting there cringing,
you
watching me scratch
understand.
Up your dish and
no,
shit.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be like,
I got it from Restoration Hardware for the outlet.
Restoration
so
Hardware. So it's
but
like,
the outlet, though.
So it's gothic. So
you
it's
know
extra,
why?
It's got the extra shit on it.
Yeah. You're like a classy woman, ain't you?
Onika's
ghetto
classy,
classy
name, but
like
Onika,
classy.
I like how you, I like Onika. Onika's always been
it
a
means
very.
Means warrior.
Yeah, so. I've always like. All the old niggas I've met been classy black women. Always.
Do you have
not
a China
Nicki
cabinet?
Minaj.
You have a China cabinet?
No, that's open stuff. That's...
All right, so you don't have a China cabinet. How many is your... You have a house for one,
uh-huh.
correct?
Uh-huh.
Is the entire living room carpeted? Is
no,
it carpet
it's
or rug?
It's hardwood floor throughout.
Okay, so that's classy woman shit.
Yeah.
All right, hardwood floors. Anytime you go to a house and the whole living room is carpeted, I'm like, y'all niggas tripping. This is nasty.
It's a lot
of
vacuum.
It's dirty, yeah. right?
Like, you got to have a little piece.
Just a little thing that you get from, like, Overstock.
Yeah, all especially if you don't tell me to take my shoes off at the door.
No, you don't have to.
The crib we walking into.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
I'm just trying to see.
Because I didn't, it was just me and
my plates, she giving people real dishes.
Yeah, because
like,
I put it on a, because it
you
looks so
make,
nice.
Yeah, it looks nice on white plastic plates with little doilies
no,
on it too.
No, it don't. It looks so nice little, when you have like nice plates on the table, like the serving trays.
Look, I ain't mad at your dream.
When people say like stuff like pass the collard greens. Like, that is so dope.
Pass
the collard greens.
No, I like hearing, it's in the kitchen. Go get yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best
that's
shit.
That's how I pass it.
I don't want to pass it, nigga. Why you got to touch it? Let me go get it.
The food is ready.
That's true love. That's true love.
Yes.
The food tastes better when they do paper plates. When anyone does paper plates, because whoever's cooking goes like 5% harder.
Yes.
Because they know. You just said you're the one cooking. Mm-hmm. You're also cleaning. Mm-hmm. You're going to cook 5%, 10% better, harder, faster. Because you know we're doing paper, baby.
You don't got to clean. You're going to use all the seasonings you want.
First of all, you can't use paper pots, so you still got to clean up regardless. So
That's real.
I know.
So what are we talking about here? I would rather clean dishes than pots anyway, so you got to clean the pots anyway, so it don't make sense.
Right,
so just go all out. Just go hard.
I agree to disagree. I like that we have two different
The paper pot argument. Yes, the only argument I need. We can't boil shit in paper.
I think I had a thought recently.
Damn, Onika,
hold on. I had a thought.
That's good.
I feel like this is the closest we'll get to like how Native Americans spent Thanksgiving.
God damn, bro.
It makes sense. We're all fucking in the house dying of sickness that the white man gave us.
Oh, this is the syphilis holiday.
So we just that's so
well,
fucked up.
Well, actually, the yellow man, but.
Nigga, believe
yellow,
that if you want.
The yellow man was the...
Come on.
But, nah, because the yellow man learned from the white man. So therefore, it's like...
Look,
every man learns from the white man.
Everybody learned
point.
How to divide and conquer. That's white people shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whoever came and fucked up the natives got that shit from a fucking white man's masterclass. And they
he took a master class. He was like, hey,
how do
you
rape and pillage and wipe out a whole generation? We need to go to white people for that.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers good at that.
I think they tricked us into thinking
good. That was good, Derek.
It was bred in China. It probably was. It was bred in China, but it was paid for by Russia.
There you go. It was Russian sponsored. It was sponsored by the Russians. Yes. Said it here today. The Russians sponsored COVID.
You got to give people credit where it's due.
Absolutely. So this is the closest
cheers to the
because
white
we're
man.
All just in the house fucking dying.
Yeah. Not knowing what's going
not
on.
Not knowing what's
you
going
know
on.
What,
like, what but, the fuck happened? But I had a good time,
but,
though.
But this Thanksgiving had to be a little sad for a couple people, a lot of people, because they didn't have, like, their grandmas and their older
people. Oh, absolutely.
Like, they was gone. I was like, that's
absolutely.
Crazy. Because I was going to post, like, a lot of crazy stuff on social media, and then I was like, yo, maybe I should just chill today.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I felt that. When my grandma died 5-6 years ago, our first Thanksgiving was
it was
fucked.
Like, weird,
so
right?
So it's like, all right. Yeah. But, that's life. Yeah. That's what all the people say. But it was this year was different because they really said you can't have more in the house that you bought. Mm-hmm. You can't have more than 10 motherfuckers. That's some scary shit. Wait. I was listening. What is that? Isn't that like some that's some like dictator
but wait,
shit?
So is that what you're thinking? Because I want to know. So you're thinking this is more of a dictator test?
Yeah,
to see
I feel
if
like
people will
do it. Oh, that national
be,
order.
Yeah,
that what do you
who
call
will
it?
Follow directions? Who won't?
It's
and then they know who to get
shit.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like...
Then they know who to get sick.
Yeah.
Wait, so after Thanksgiving, right, I had a fish fry the
okay.
next day, because normally my family, what we
fish
do...
Fish fry for our
fish
white...
Fish fry Friday? Black
no,
Friday
for
fish fry?
White, yeah. For the white listeners, because white
listeners
say,
can,
don't
can we
know
explain to the producer,
what a fish fry
okay.
is. A fish fry is a Thanksgiving part two, mm-hmm. but with just
you guys
fish.
Have two Thanksgivings?
Two
yeah.
Thanksgivings.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because black people, you know how we
I just
always...
have leftovers.
No. You
no.
gotta do a fish fry,
you gotta do a fish fry
whiting,
after whiting
and all
fish
sorts
sandwiches.
Of catfish and shit. And it's another celebration. And it's, I think, the black celebration.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
our real Thanksgiving.
It's our real Thanksgiving. We have a fish
yeah.
fry.
Yeah. When you're having a fish fry on a random day and you still get all the family showed
a
up.
A fish fry, black
they didn't
Friday.
Get the day off.
Wait, what are you eating?
They didn't get like, fish,
fish,
nigga.
Fish.
You eating fried fish, maybe some crab
breads,
legs.
Uh-huh. Breads.
But yeah. And yeah.
shout out to the niggas that's
with
using
the greens.
Peanut oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use peanut oil.
And shout out
yeah.
to the motherfuckers using peanut
we
oil.
Have
with
basa.
Some greens.
Normally we have whitings. Normally we have whitings and we have porgies.
Yeah.
But my homeboy okay. owns a fish market. Shout out to Shipwreck. So he gave. So he
oh,
gave,
I fucks with Shipwreck.
Jeff Joey,
the best
yes,
tuna.
Yes.
Yo,
so he gave me all the fish.
Is the shit.
So he gave me all the fish.
Yeah.
So I had a fish fry, and then the cops came though.
Why they come?
Oh,
because
shit.
We had karaoke in the backyard, and my neighbors called the cops.
Your neighbors black or white?
Now they white because of gentrified Bed-Stuy, but
God,
they used to be
damn.
Black.
Damn, Karen is
sorry,
in Bed-Stuy.
She hard too.
And
she like
fish
listen.
Fry?
She called on the fish fry.
Put
did she
ATV
even
out for that
warn
bit.
Y'all? Did she even have a conversation with you?
No, she knows because when they first moved in, not yeah. they all the white people, because some of them just cool. But when they first moved in, you know, you have a party and you go all night.
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to sleep, and it was like this is Bed-Stuy. Go back to Wyoming.
They
like,
really trying to,
and then nobody came to my house no more.
Oh, I hate that shit.
So yeah. wait, when they called the cops, she just called them. She didn't warn you. She
no,
didn't go. Hey,
they just,
yo,
they just knocked on the door.
I feel like, dude, how do white people pronounce your name?
Annika.
Oh,
hey, excuse me, Annika. Annika. Oh, that's so.
He probably thought that.
Annika. I wonder where Annika is from. But excuse me, Annika.
Annika.
Would you happen to be able to lower down the music? Happen to be able to.
No, absolutely not.
Would you be able to lower down the music,
nope.
please?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
Man, this is.
And then they start momming fucking
fuck
shit.
Fuck that. This is the year to say, I was here first, bitch. This should be here. I was here first, bitch.
And this
like,
is how. And this
doing?
Is also back to how the Indians spent that shit.
Yeah,
they
like,
hunt
no, look at
fucking
you trying
Ugo chocolate.
You really got Thanksgiving.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga. They doing that shit.
Onika
fucking...
got Thanksgiving on the fish fry.
Yep.
I did. They try to play me on the fish
they
fry.
They tried to get you.
But yep. the cops didn't do nothing, though. They just, like, turned down the music a little bit.
Of course they
didn't like,
do nothing. The cops
said,
ain't doing shit in New York no more.
What cop? Was like, but what y'all got in there? Give
got?
Me a plate of them porkies
like,
with some hot
like
sauce.
It was like she got fried fish and Hennessy.
Did you
yes,
did corn? Did you do cornmeal fry? Mm. Like, did you batter? In
yeah,
a...
I do it both. So I take cornmeal uh-huh. and then flour. I mix uh-huh. it all together because I like the way.
On the whiting and the porky?
Both of them. Because ooh. What it is, like the cornmeal ooh. Make it a little too flaky, but if
yeah.
you mix them together,
girl,
it's
you
amazing.
Don't stop talking that nasty.
Ooh,
you do it both. Egg,
wait,
egg wash
no,
you?
Dylan.
What's the significance of the fish? I'm so lost.
Okay, all right. So
why? But
why
fish?
Why fish?
Yeah,
because it's the least thing that you'll least likely be you'll least likely die from eating fish. Fish is healthier, even though we're frying the fuck out of it.
And you can get it out the hot grease. It's like quick.
And it's
like
quick. It's a quicker fry versus frying chicken.
It's like
frying chicken takes forever.
Frying chicken, and there's more steps.
And then you got spades.
If you're doing it right, yeah.
Right, you got spades going. You got the music playing.
It's a party.
It's black.
Mm-hmm. It's black.
I respect it.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
It's black.
The fish, let me explain. The fish fry is... it's more so fellowship than anything.
Yep.
Yeah. Fish is easy. It's quick to fry. Uh-huh. And it's you can put it on a sandwich.
Yep.
Little mustard, little hot sauce.
Yeah.
And just it just goes out and it's just what happened late? Yes, it's like it's a way to recap Thanksgiving, but with your niggas.
Yes.
So it's like
absolutely.
And plus I've done many comedy shows of fish fries, some of the best shows I've ever done mm-hmm. when I first start coming up. Comedy shows of fish fries. If you put a stage and a mic, everybody eating fish sandwiches, it's going to be a good
fish
time.
Fish fries are also ways that people raise money. I don't know if they're...
Fish dinners,
So usually, fish fries are the original GoFundMe.
It's the original fundraiser. A fish fry
is
a fundraiser.
It's like, look, I'm going to fry up this fish. You go ahead and drop some money off wherever you want. Either you can tip or I can charge.
Yes.
Or I can charge
$5.
$5 platter.
$5.
And niggas come up.
Because platters, people like, black people like food and styrofoam.
Yes.
That's why
you know I had styrofoam for the fish fry. I had styrofoam for the fish fry.
So you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know
it's
how many
the three
hips.
Compartment.
You know how many bales and fucking hips and graduations fish fries pay for?
Yeah,
nigga?
Yeah,
fish fries pay for way more shit than barbecues.
I'm learning so
people
much.
People love barbecues, but fish fries.
That's where the money's
but fish
at.
Fries, fucking, I shit, yeah.
Fish fry is
shit.
Fiscally responsible. Mm-hmm. It is. Yep. It really is a fiscal thing.
And the host can still hang out with you. It's not like you slaving in the kitchen.
You don't slave
all day.
On a fish
you
fry.
You just fry some fish. You throw it up.
Yep.
But you know what's the key so you don't burn no grease?
What?
You put a potato in the oil.
Oh.
Because whatever the acidity in the potato, it just grabs all that crap. Ooh. And you can just keep on frying it yourself.
Are
like,
you?
Yo. Is that like Mabel?
Like
this shit is awesome, nigga.
Is that like Mabel?
Yes.
But no.
That's a good trick. That's a hack.
Yes.
That's a hack.
Okay, I like that
that's
hack.
Dope.
But then the potato becomes a big ass french fry.
And then you could just bite in that potato.
Right?
And then you ever had Rotel? You ever had Rotel?
What's Rotel?
Okay, so Rotel. You want to know about Rotel? Okay, so why am I doing this?
I'm sorry.
So okay, so Rotel,
nobody knows this.
Rotel, right? So is you stir up chopped turkey meat, right?
Okay.
And then you have Velveeta cheese, and then you have all these kind of like cheddar cheese.
Okay.
And then Rotel is chives and tomatoes. It's all together, right?
Okay.
And then you put like some seasoning in it.
And you throw it over rice, right?
No. You put it in like a crock pot so that it's like the whole time it's hot, right? Yeah. And then you just take scoops, the potato chip scoops, and people just eat that like, it's like crack. It's so good.
That sounds dope.
But it's always hot because it's inside
the crock pot.
So you just kind of like keep putting it in little bowls and you put it
and
out.
It's slow cooking, so it will burn up.
Yes.
God damn.
It is.
I like that, but would you know what I like more? These plugs. What do y'all have? What do y'all
have? Deep fried plugs. Get your plug on. Go ahead, Onika.
Onika, what do you have going on in your life right now? Where can the people reach you? Where can they see you?
Okay, so I just launched a podcast. It's called With Me Tonight. So I'm going to have y'all on it.
With Me Tonight.
With Me Tonight. So whoever's with me tonight, and I just talk about my life. So I'm a legal professional, and then I'm a comedian, I'm a mom, and I have all these kind of little things, and I just talk about it on the show.
Okay.
With Me Tonight is on all streaming platforms, right?
Swervy.
And then you can follow me on Instagram, which is Onika, O-N-I-K-A, comedy.
Dope. Oh, what about you, Derek?
What I got coming out?
My bad.
I think season 3 of Last OG is going to hit Netflix next month.
Dopeness.
And I got stuff that I still can't talk about, and I got a couple indie flick short film performance pieces coming out. Look for those.
Oh, dope.
You know, we're trying to do the Spike Lee thing. Me and Pocket's trying to do the Spike Lee
thing. Oh, dope. That's what you're talking about? Good shit.
Yeah, so there's that, and just trying to keep it hip-hop. And that's it. And I'm still here.
That's dope.
Good shit. I like that, man. Comedy Central set. It's called Comedy Central featuring.
December what?
Well, it airs in December. My thing starts. My actual set will air on the on February 9th.
Oh, that's
well. They got a.
It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot of episodes. Right, they said that they said it was an all right set. I felt like it was a good set. They said it was a good set.
All right, then I can't wait.
So they're like, yo, yeah, they wanna they know how they wanna put them.
We're gonna screen it at the stand. I'll do something.
A 10-minute set. It's only 10 minutes. I want to screen on 10-minute set.
Why not? And we can have some. We got some Rotel.
Rotel.
Look, I gotta limit that. How like how many times I can be around people.
Why?
In February, though, we'll see what happens. If the world ain't gone,
you think this virus is going?
But you have to take zinc.
You think this virus is going to... this?
No,
y'all niggas watch too much cartoons.
No, you
got
to take zinc, and you got to take vitamin C every day. You got to just keep your immune system together.
Yeah, yes, that is true. But the virus, regardless of me doing that, other people still need to do that. Because if I'm doing that, and then they ain't, then somebody getting stronger.
Okay.
The virus
The virus is getting stronger. The virus is like, all right, nigga.
The virus is learning.
Yeah, like, the virus is. I'm gonna just keep
trying to play me. Y'all trying to play me.
So, COVID. There is a new app that I want to test it out because I actually thought about it. I was like, I never watch my shit with people. So there's a new app called Screener.
Okay.
Where you can watch TV and shit with people.
All right.
So, is it like Facebook Watch?
No, it's just its own thing. So it's like it's called Screener. So basically, like it's Twitch for like movie and TV shows.
Swervy.
So if you want, you could actually like be like, "Yo, who want to watch the Queen's Gambit?" And then they'll follow. They'll go to Screener. And then you'll type in your password and all that shit, and then you'll go live, and then they will have to follow you, but also have Netflix to watch.
Can you charge them?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, yeah. I'll subscribe. Oh, I got one other thing. I forgot. So
what up? What's up, Oli?
So I recorded an album.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
Go ahead.
Right, it's called My Story. So then I sent it to some distributors, and they was like, if you don't get out of here, so I'm going
to... They said They sent it back.
They was like, what?
Wait a minute. If you don't get this shit up out of here.
Wait, what's wrong with it?
They said that it was more like I was talking about my family. You know how my set is sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And so they wanted more political stuff, some shit. I was like, I'm putting this stuff out because I don't want to do this no more. And it's amazing. And I love talking about my kids and the skirt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I'm releasing my album. I'm going to send it to y'all.
Yeah. If you legal practice... You got a daughter that I didn't know about.
She got two daughters.
Two daughters.
One's a rapper.
One's a rapper.
Yeah. Is that the one that just called?
Yeah.
No. She's a biology major.
Oh, okay.
But now she's a YouTuber. This shit. Like, she's like, well,
I mean, that's where the money is. So why are you getting mad at her that she's smart?
No, but come on.
That's a smart move.
Just finish the school.
Wait, she can do biology shit online on YouTube. And make way more money.
She's doing makeup tutorials.
Tell that chick to start cutting frogs via YouTube.
Yo.
And it'll go
But with makeup on.
With makeup
on. Like, here's the way that you cut a frog. And she's like, first you get your makeup and your outline,
Beat the
right?
shit out of the frog. Yeah. Beat that frog face. Yo. And then cut it off.
Beat that frog face.
If this bitch can make up a frog, then she should be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And then cut it open, dissect,
and
learn.
Some of her friends look like frogs, so she'd be making up. No, okay,
no.
I'm just joking.
All right.
Shout out to the frog face.
Shout out to the frog face
Who keep a husband somehow. I don't know.
always. Rachel.
Frog face bitch keep a husband.
So, also, remember, people, that even though... the purple and gold hoodies aren't for sale anymore because if you don't have one, then you missed it. But you could still buy one of the black hoodies, one of the white hoodies, and then we have a variety of colors of t-shirts, and grab yourself a hat.
Oh, I forgot to bring it in today, but we also have No Need for Apologies face mask.
Oh, nice.
We do that?
Yeah. I just got one in the mail. Yeah, I got a face mask in the mail.
Well, wait. Okay. Yeah, because
I should have wore it today, but I left the crib.
It's a different link, though.
Is it a different link?
It's going to be a different link.
It had to be. It was
every week, Derek, every time you do this, I got to cut it.
It was on Teespring.
So you
we're done with Teespring.
All right, fine.
Stop, Derek.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on podcast.
And we're back on the show.
All right.
So.
Stop doing this, please.
So, yes.
The gold t-shirts, you can't get them.
Yeah, the gold t-shirts.
But we got all those stuff.
No, the t-shirts you can, they got them all different colors and stuff like that.
Oh, that's dope. Look, there was that in the middle.
Out, people.
Oh, that's dope.
That's a hoodie. Yeah, we got some dope shit. We're not just a dope podcast.
We do have gear that you can actually wear. This is gear you can actually wear. Yeah. Nobody gonna shit on you because it's good stuff.
This is good shit. No need for apologies. It's not just a slogan. It's the way to live.
It's the way to live.
Oh, that's nice. We should do that. Yeah. No need for
apologies. It's my credo.
Yes, it's our credo. It's the way to live.
No need for apologies.
Amen.
Word.
All right. Amen. So, y'all seen Nate Robinson get knocked the fuck down?
Y'all seen Nate Robinson get knocked the fuck out?
First of all, I paid for the fight, and I like paying for fights. I try to invite y'all over whenever I do pay for a fight. But I like watching boxing events, wrestling, and all that shit. And this shit, to me, was the greatest $50 I ever spent. Because it was a reunion tour. We basically paid to watch two of our favorite boxers play around with each other.
Yeah.
Go fucking.
They just was hugging.
They just was.
A lot of hugging.
But they should have. Because why they should have? Because they don't owe us shit. They gave us the best years of their life. And now we want 2 50-year-olds that hurt themselves.
Really I do.
For what?
I like that perspective.
For what?
I do. Because
great perspective. Let me hear this one.
Because we were following you on social media. You're gonna contract. MMA fighter, like you're gonna do all this and get me all excited. I want to see Mike Tyson do some. I want it.
Mike 50.
No, I want him to.
You know what it is.
Whole black
you don't watch
crack.
Wrestling, do you?
No.
You don't watch wrestling. If you watch wrestling, you would enjoy it.
Hulk Hogan.
No, because this would be like the Undertaker versus another big character.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I used to watch.
And you want
to
see.
I used to watch it back in the day.
You want to see him do a tombstone pile driver. But if he does, he's going to kill this nigga. He's going to kill him. So he does everything else. He gives you the fucking big boot.
Neat.
He gives you the old school. He gives you a choke slam. But the tombstone,
they were only hugging. It was like me too in the whole time. I just
watched
like a couple jazz
legs. Mike didn't even have the same
Nate.
Legs.
But first, let's watch Nate.
Let's watch Nate get knocked the fuck out.
Nate.
Let's watch this black.
Look at this shit.
God damn.
Nigga.
This is why you should play basketball. This nigga got Nick colors on.
Why he got his hair like that?
Boop.
That's the problem. He
was like Sealy.
He went to Sideshow Mail.
Dang. That's the first one.
That's crazy.
He should have stayed down right there. He should have just never got up.
No, but he couldn't because then that
his
makes
spirit.
Him a punk.
That was his spirit saying, get out of here.
Oh, that's worse than what happened?
Absolutely.
Come on. A punk versus being.
I'd rather get knocked the fuck out in a ring where it's safe because you get knocked out. At least you get the little fucking ply board.
Jesus, they call me new money.
Versus cement. And then look at this. He was still dizzy.
Skeep, beep, keep.
Damn.
Beep, beep. Done.
Not
bounced.
Look at him.
Nigga
that
would
seem like domestic violence, though.
He
a little
bounced.
Bit.
He bounced.
That's a
he
lot.
He bounced like a battered wife. Holy shit! Oh, he skipped.
He wasn't white.
Would have been out.
Now that was the setup because if you look at his eyes, Nate didn't even agree.
But look at the referee.
He didn't even know he was in a fight after that first punch.
The referee was sloppy because the referee could have been like, "Yo, nah, you don't look good." Because Nate was like,
Yeah. The referee could have did this.
Yeah, nothing. The referee.
Don't they supposed to ask you to count? He ain't ask him nothing. What's your name? He ain't say nothing.
He didn't give him none of that.
And I bet you that referee is like a fucking junior cop. That nigga fucking just assumed.
Yo.
He's like, what a fucking town.
You did bring up a great point is in every situation I've ever seen, I always feel like they're like giving them too much time. Like in like a real fight, you'll be like, yeah. He's good. Stop doing the 1-2. Like asking him questions.
None of that shit.
They threw Nate back into the fire.
You know what it was though. Mm-hmm. You know how when you have those small black band, rubber bands on your head, I think they was a little bit too tight.
Oh, so it took away some of his brain motion. Yeah.
I think that it like caused some. You ever got your hair braided? You ever used to have braids back in the
Maybe
day?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, how tight the braids are, and they had them. He had those rubber bands.
That was the dreads.
But he put rubber bands on dreads. Like he got new twists, and then rubber. It was too much. Yeah. He was too much tension. Yeah.
So
it was
he had too much brain tension.
It wasn't
and
the punch.
That's why his ass got knocked the fuck out.
But you know,
let's try to figure out why.
Let's see how
he lost. Stay down there. Like
even when he bounced, was that like ups? He went. Did he get height? On the bounce,
the nigga went.
It's like a sleep number, man. He was like
doing
56 is his number, and he was like,
you could probably put a glass of wine in there.
For someone his height, that's probably the farthest he's ever bounced.
He bounced, but what's the thing? This nigga was winning dunk
Robinson.
Contests.
I would feel so sorry for
Nate was winning
like
dunk
what?
Contests.
5'10", or is he shorter than
he's
that?
He's short.
Has he made a statement though?
He said it didn't go the way we wanted it. You're goddamn right it didn't.
He said his
team had something to do.
His whole team left. His whole team was like, what you mean
we? What do you mean, nigga? It didn't go the way you wanted it. It went the way Jake wanted it.
But let me explain something. This is what I'll say about the weed thing. His team fucking stinks.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I'll say that because it had to be a case. What happened in the sparring? Yep, when they were sparring, they were like, oh, this nigga ain't ready yet.
He was big for nothing.
They be like, okay, he's set, but he don't know how to, this motherfucker, he ain't agile. Yeah.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready. Somebody should have been like, dude.
You're not ready.
We need to spar for another 2 weeks before you try. Nah, deadline. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, what happened?
Wait, 21 hours ago, Nate, oh my God, Nate said, posted this on Instagram. I was looking for his statement.
Ooh, I knew he said something.
He posted this.
Come on. Come on.
God rest the...
Derek, go in.
You're not going to do it. You win.
He posted
fight another
this.
Day.
He posted this.
He posted that.
I know he did.
This was about gun violence. This wasn't about you getting knocked out at a charity boxing event.
You did not get shot. You got punched.
Craig had a gun. That's why he had to say what this has nothing to
you
do.
You got punched, fool.
He's trying to divert his ass whooping.
Yo,
no.
That's his assistant. His account got hacked.
It had to get hacked.
Somebody hacked.
You don't put
like Black Lives Matter, police violence. Let's focus the energy.
Right, so for the people who are listening and not watching, basically Dylan pulled up a post that Nate
Johnny
Robinson
Witherspoon
posted on his page, and it's John Witherspoon giving Ice-T to talk about fucking.
See, now you a man.
Yeah.
See, now you a man.
So he's saying he's a man. So that's what he's doing. He's saying it's
to
a
fight
subliminal.
Another day.
It's a subliminal.
He's saying he's a man because he got knocked down and he's going to get back up again. Because
he should have shot the guy.
Get back up again.
He should have shot the guy.
Just when he got a gun.
Or threw a brick at him like Debo got.
Yo.
Where's Nate's brick?
Yo, but
where
Nate,
the fuck was Nate's brick?
Nate should have just went into windmill punching.
Also, second
you
one.
Know that shit? Like, Nate should have just went like this. Because all that fucking, all that lunging, this nigga should have just went.
No. Why would he put, you live?
Tabo.
You live to fight another day.
Tabo.
How mad do you think Kevin Garnett is about this?
His homie's probably laughing at him.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The league is just, you know how when somebody pops three or dunks and the whole
everyone
gets
slammed. Everyone, yeah.
They did that.
Oh, 100%.
And they house.
Well, the one account someone did tweet, someone like in his group was like, the reason why Nate, they're like, I give it to Nate because he got right back in the group chat that night and took it all on the chin.
Oh, word.
And I was like, well,
he had no choice.
Yeah. He took it on the chin for real.
That nigga took it in the back of the head,
in the jaw, in the stomach, in the suplex.
Because Jake hit him with one of these.
He hit him good. He did hit him good.
That's when your legs go out.
Yeah. But he did punch him like right here, dude.
He did
shit right here.
I blame the ref.
Yeah, he punched him right behind the ear.
I blame
the ref because the ref could have played patty cake with the nigga.
Yeah, he could have said something.
Like, you should definitely play patty cake with a nigga.
On some color purposes?
Yeah, like patty cake, 1, 2, 3.
Because
I got to make sure your head back coordination is good.
It's my favorite movie. I know all the lines.
Whoa, Sealy got knocked the fuck out. What you got to say?
Nate Robinson, how tall are you? 6'3". All right, get him out.
Yep.
What about that?
Dude.
They didn't have to like be a weight requirement and a height requirement.
Well, that's the thing is this isn't technically like
it was an exhibition fight.
How you get knocked out in an exhibition fight? Like you saying
exhibition just means this is not like a title fight.
It's not a title fight.
These aren't Floyd fights.
It's not like sanctioned.
Okay, so now y'all saying something different because Mike Tyson, y'all were like, he shouldn't like punch somebody in the face.
What do you mean?
Punch somebody in the face. Like, I wanted that kind of Mike.
No, you're just a savage, Onika.
No, I'm from East New York. And Mike Tyson, they're from Brownsville. Those are not regular old people. Those are old gangsters.
Mike is a vegan. He is no longer from Brownsville no more.
He's
a vegan that smokes weed.
And drink water.
He is from LA.
But he is aggressive still because I heard him say something about, you want me to be gay? I heard him. I saw him on social media.
What did he say? You want me to be gay? What did he say that?
He was saying something to
He was
chomping
Bootsy.
He was talking to Bootsy, and he said to Bootsy, because Bootsy was like the one, he asked Bootsy, why are you
dogging D-Wade's son?
D-Wade's son.
Or daughter, I'm sorry.
So then Bootsy I just don't think we should force it on a thing. And he went, well, you know what I think it is? I think that you probably have some gay thoughts or some things
Tennessee's.
That you're suppressing. Because why would you care that much? So that was.
But all I'm
Mike,
saying is that
Mike
was aggressive, though. He said that.
No.
On camera.
That's vegan
to a
Mike.
Rapper. That was
vegan
aggressive.
Mike make you fucking be introspective.
But
the other Mike would have beat
scared.
The shit out of you.
No,
this
makes
Mike
you
no, makes
listen,
you believe
Onika,
in you.
You believe in you because you know he will knock you the hell out.
Listen,
that's okay.
But Onika, listen.
Listen, Onika.
He had a whole joint.
Yeah.
He was. So what the fuck is your problem? Mike ain't never talk like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what the fuck is your
Mike
problem?
Mike used to make niggas bleed. He making niggas stink now? Come on.
Come on.
That's because everybody high. Mike Tyson is not making anybody think. Like, if you, Mike Tyson's making you think it's sad. No, he was, he's aggressive. So
Mark
this is the thing.
Mike is a smart man.
No, but I know, right? But this is the thing, right? If Mike Tyson is saying to you like this, yo,
but
why you doing that, yo? It's different.
Babe, he had a Broadway show.
He had a Broadway. That was fucking
was
phenomenal.
Fire.
Mike ain't knocking.
I went to that shit. I seen that, and it was
he's
phenomenal.
From Brownsville. But he's from Brownsville.
He's not
never ran, never will.
He was on gay ass Broadway.
He's a vegan.
Vegan. Smoking weed.
Smoking weed.
He got two babies. He got kids. He probably to teach right.
Where's Robin Givens when you need her? This is what I need.
Oh my God.
I need Robin Givens. You know, sometimes you gotta get a dude back. You gotta get a new back. You know, you gotta get that old shit back. Robin, we need you. I had to get Derek off me. He talking about bitch trying to lull me.
Yo.
I'm just saying he was
so
on Broadway.
So you wanna see two old niggas dog each other.
Yeah,
destroy for
I
your entertainment.
See, yes, yes.
That's fucked up.
Yes, that's what I wanted to see. That's why I stayed up. You know I need a nap. I'm older.
No.
And I was up. I said, when is this shit coming
the
on?
The first fight was good with Ortiz. I liked it all together. First fight was good with Ortiz and Seguego, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Then Nate Robinson getting, I mean, then you had those two other dudes fight, but it ended in the decision. Then Nate Robinson getting knocked the fuck out.
That's
fuck
hilarious.
Was great.
That
then
was amazing.
Snoop Dogg's commentary.
No, Snoop Dogg was the
amazing.
Winner.
Amazing.
The winner.
And then you had this fight. It was awesome.
Snoop,
it was the greatest $50 I've ever spent.
Snoop Dogg
funniest
was the winner.
Shit I heard. Snoop said, this boy's shoes is longer than his reach. I could have done.
Yes. Said, he's gonna be a new sports commentator.
And
like
NFL
Snoop,
trying to grip him up.
Snoop Dogg.
It did?
They're trying to grip him up now. They're trying to get him a contract.
I said it on a post. I was like, Snoop Dogg was the only winner because Snoop Dogg sang like an old Negro spiritual. Like, he was just.
It's yeah. Snoop. But it's Uncle it's Snoop. Snoop been Snoop forever.
But the thing is. Even the commentator, you can tell that they were a little like shook because they were like, thank you, my brother, for coming in and joining us. Like, this is our job, and you just joining. I was like, Snoop about to take y'all job. Y'all about to lose your
Snoop
job.
Snoop is great,
you
but he ain't taking the job from fucking Sugar
job.
Ray.
He not.
He ain't taking the job from people who really do it.
But,
he's fun to listen
but
to.
But he going to be an
but
adult.
He ain't taking the
I
job.
I would
want
to hear Snoop Dogg say that stuff. It was
yeah.
It was dope to hear him say. I would rather him do that than that Martha Stewart stuff that he does.
Let that
you
man
don't
get
want,
a check.
She don't like seeing people get money.
That's a lie. I love seeing
nigger.
People get money.
You
want to
see
oh,
fucking 250-year-olds kill
each other.
I don't.
Then
I just
you
wanted
want
to see
Snoop
a fight.
To stop making cookies and getting that fucking syndication.
I didn't say stop. I just said I would rather. He can do it in addition,
he can
of course.
Taco
niggas ain't allowed to grow around on
niggas.
Niggas
can't grow.
Oh, God.
If you
can't
meet
Onika. It's because my edges.
If you meet Onika as a Barbie nigga.
My edges would take a long time to grow back, huh?
You this. If somebody you meet, if you meet somebody as a bummy nigga, and 10 years from now, do you still consider them a bummy nigga? Would you still be like, oh, the nigga's the bummy nigga?
No.
Like, if somebody was like, hey, I ran into Jacob, with your first thought, you'd be like, Jacob who? Oh, the bummy nigga Jacob?
Okay, so.
Or are you like, which Jacob?
You know
how are
what?
You going to
respond? Okay,
yes.
Okay, so let me. I'm
you
tell
don't
the
let
truth.
Niggas
I'm
grow.
I'm going to tell the truth. I do let people grow.
No, you
but the
don't.
Thing is,
start niggas
so,
grow.
But it was this girl in my junior high school that was giving out fellatio inside the staircase. And
yeah.
I
oh,
still,
the stairwell girls.
And I still call her Dick. Whatever her
then
name is.
Then he just
is.
Proved yes. The point.
I still call her that.
Yes.
She did that in junior
so
high
you don't
school.
Let niggas grow, Onika.
Okay,
that girl
sorry.
Might be only sucking one dick now. And
yeah.
Probably in love
it's,
with it.
It's probably
she probably
true.
In love with it. She probably ain't I even sucking no dick. She probably a nun.
A nun.
She probably getting, yeah.
She's not
shut
a nun,
mouth.
A frontline worker
but
or something.
She probably is a frontline worker at this point.
Yeah, she ain't got
yeah.
A storefront
yeah,
mouth
I need
no
to
more.
Change. I need. You know what it is? It's my edges. Because they, it's hard for them to grow, and then it be making me think that other people talk for them to grow.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You're projecting your edges on other people.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Look, I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it. Look at this.
Dylan, you know what edges are? You know what edges are, Dylan?
He has no idea.
You don't like seeing Snoop Dogg getting high on NBC, nigga? That's the best shit ever.
I said he
getting high. Snoop getting high on MTV or all these other fucking cooking channels. It's great to me. Sure. It lets me know where I can be when I get older.
Snoop is
that Hollywood will still be fun.
You understand? Snoop is mobile star power.
Yes.
Anywhere Snoop go, it's an event.
I'm a change.
Yo,
right.
Yeah.
Change.
You telling me when you, because Snoop is what, 54? I mean, he's 49.
Cardosius.
So Snoop is 49. You telling me by the time you get 49
and
you don't
want to
be
Calvin.
In Hollywood fucking high out of your mind with an audience that's just like, whoa.
girl.
He got a son.
That.
He got a son that played pro ball. Right. He got a son
so
that played ball.
I gotta be it so I can
yeah.
see
yeah.
it. Oh
at,
yes. I gotta
at
be 3 it so I can see it.
P.M. high with kids in the audience, probably.
Three beautiful children. One of them is a pro ball player. The other one's gonna play ball. His daughter's just sassy and rich. Right.
You're yeah. right.
He's doing good.
Snoop
right.
is great.
Snoop is great.
How is Snoop and Eminem like the same age?
Really?
Yeah, Eminem's 48. He's 49.
Well,
also, Snoop is a lot younger than I thought. Good for him.
Yeah,
no, he's
Calvin.
A lot. No, he's
that's
a lot younger.
Calvin Harlow was older.
I thought he was like. I'll
Black
be real with you. I really thought. Dylan. I really thought he was coming up on 60.
In the words of Patrice O'Neal, recipe: white people age like bread, not
oh,
wine.
I agree, doggy.
Eminem got
Black
all that dye in his beard now.
Yeah, but you gotta have that Bijan, that Bijan.
But Eminem got all that dye in his beard. That shit is funny. He could at least like
Eminem
just,
got beard.
He's
he got
still
a,
ill.
He got a black beard. He got a black.
Eminem bring up a
so
picture
much.
Of
I hate it.
It
so much.
That generation is never.
Eminem
leaving.
Got a fucking black
Bijan
beard.
Dye niggas.
He looked
it.
Like Mike
the
Shinoda.
The black Christians took that.
Is it Mike Shinoda, the dude that used the dude from Linkin Park?
That's one. Nah, that's not the one who died. That was
no,
Chuck.
Chuck is the one that died.
He looked good.
Yeah, but he looked like
good.
A fucking.
He looked like a villain.
He looked like he a part of U2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked like Bono Boy.
Oops, I did it again. What's
no,
that?
No, that nigga looked like
that's
he
Britney.
Fucking. He go on tour with fucking Billy Joel.
Yeah, he looked like
and
a drummer.
Like a. It was like a in a dream.
That boy did all that rapping to look like Travis Barker
oh,
with a beard.
God. Yo.
See, now I get why people are like, because Eminem is still one of the dopest to me, but yeah. I feel like now it's changed because people are like, who, this nigga? He like Chris Martin.
It's the rap god,
yeah,
but
still,
you know.
Them lyrics are still, his pen is still
I know,
wicked.
But people, I think the lyrics
but
are
but to
nice.
Be honest with you though, I saw an old rapper diss Eminem and it kind of made me look at Eminem different.
I was, what did they say? What they say?
I was
call
hanging
ice
out.
Tea?
I was
tea?
Hanging out with Method Man on the set of Last OG.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, Method walked over. He was like, you hear that new M album? I was like, yeah. He was like, that nigga just be hippity flippity skippity wibbity. I cracked the fuck up laughing. I was like, Eminem do a lot of hippity skippity flippity whippity.
Yeah.
And then I listen to it, and I'm like, oh, you
but
know
it's some
hippity,
of the
that's
best.
Why that's why I don't like Eminem.
Like
but
comedy.
That's some of the best hippity skippity bippity biggity biggity.
Yeah, we've heard.
Without a doubt. But it's still like to hear the Meth Man go, it's the Meth Man, it's Wu-Tang.
Right.
And I'm always, I'm, you know, I'm Wu-Tang till I die. So I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
Wait,
that's
speaking funny. Of Wu-Tang, have you seen the RZA? He has like a guided meditation online.
Oh, I didn't listen to it yet, but
yo.
You gonna hate on this nigga for trying
no.
to help niggas?
Here we go.
Your anxiety?
Here we go.
Fucking the RZA. No, the RZA is helping people deal with their anxiety, trying to guide them to their greater
here
self.
Go, oh, nigga.
And she's
you
like,
see
you see this? You see this motherfucker?
This yoga nigga?
Doing yoga?
Nigga.
Go ahead, oh, nigga.
What about
go
the
ahead,
locks
nigga.
Making juice? You mad at the locks making juice too? Styles P got a juice shop. You mad at him for giving niggas
not,
apple and celery?
Yo,
oh, nigga.
I am not gonna feed into this crap. Are you kidding me?
Yo,
I am not an angry black
us
lady.
You going to take
oh,
it.
Nika is toxic.
So tell us
I am not
where
toxic.
You are going to take it.
I did it.
Uh huh.
I did it.
Okay.
And it was like a little weird.
Yeah.
At first.
Yeah.
But he has like a whole series and
yeah.
it's really about. Just check it out. It's on YouTube. It's dope.
I have one right here.
Pull up.
Yeah, pull up a little snippet.
A little snippet. Oh, okay. Tazo RZA.
So, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's
just audio. So, we just.
Bong, bong.
Bong, bong.
Did they do that? God, instead of like.
Volume 1, presented by Tazo T.
Wait, I don't think I'm going to hear this dude just speak.
I'm not saying nothing. Because y'all going to make me the angry black lady. So, I'm going to just chill out.
Wait, what?
Tazo T. All right.
Hold on.
I will be your God on
he got a
tea
bag with an eye.
I know.
He's selling teas too. He's selling teas. But he can because the locks can sell juice. He can sell tea.
He can.
I'm still on the side, okay?
You're a liar. You're a liar, Monroe. You're
side.
A liar. See your face.
The nigga had a tea bag with the third eye on it. He had a tea bag with. Woke tea.
Yo, ooh. And I drink Tazo.
Tazo.
I drink Tazo tea.
I don't drink it like that.
Ooh. I didn't know there's a Tazo
RZA
tea.
He got a third eye Hotep tea. He got Hotep tea.
This nigga, I'm still going to... Nope, I'm going to figure it out. Here's why I'm happy, Onika. I'm happy that he broke into the tea game.
That's right, break into the tea game.
50 Cent broke into the water game.
Yeah.
And he broke into the tea game.
Tea game.
So did Jaden.
Jaden Smith broke
Jaden
into the water.
Broke into everything. That's
Jaden Smith had to break into anything. He had a key. They just let him in. He got the break.
He did have a key. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm glad the key owner was the black.
And I'm glad that it's owned by his father.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Me too. I'm happy.
The owner was still.
Oh, Nikki, can you give me this? Jaden can do whatever the fuck he wants to do because of what his father and his mother did.
Yeah.
Right. That's
so
what
it's like to watch
to
a black kid do white kid
it's
shit.
It's called privilege.
It's great.
He's excited.
You saw the
drum
feeling like
it.
Goku. The nigga went to Japan and shot a video of him doing fireballs.
I watched it.
You saw that?
You didn't watch it?
Of course, I watched it.
Like Goku.
I feel like you're the demo.
When
you
a
fuck
black
with Jaden
kid
Smith.
No, I generally do fuck with Jaden.
To Japan and go, feeling like Goku. And then
I don't like that song though.
And I'm like, good for him.
He should
Sam
be
Jay
able to
had
do
a
it.
Point.
Yeah.
Somebody. Jaden is finally doing some shit that we only thought white kids could do.
Yeah.
And, it's a beautiful absolutely.
And Calabasas dancing with his pop's Tesla that he got him. Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what you call an icon? I'm like, good for him. Yeah. Dresses
right.
Batman. Enjoy. He fuck with Tyler the Creator. Maybe we don't know and all that.
Let me just smile.
He's just having it. Yeah. Look at this shit. Look at that. Niggas couldn't do that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We're not playing any music, so.
Just no, don't play.
I like it though. Look at him. Look at him.
Look at him.
He went Super Saiyan in downtown Japan.
What is he doing? What is he doing?
What do you mean?
He's Super Saiyan.
He's being Will Smith kid. That's what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, he's saying all the energy. He takes it in his hand and he could just create whatever he wants. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah. Boy. Do it.
Look at him.
Feeling like Goku. I'm glad black people can do white people shit now.
With those edges, would you allow this in your household?
Would you allow that? Would you allow?
With the current edges
with
you have
edges.
Now, because you said the edges are the reason
that you're projecting.
Yeah. Okay, what would I allow
your edges
that as a kid in my house?
Would you allow Jaden to come in your house with that kind of energy? Because
you have no choice at this point. The millennials
so
and
you're
Gen
saying,
Z doing what they want to do. They'll tie your they family up. Like, they do not care. It's nothing you could do. You just got to be like, okay.
So you'll say, you'll be like, yeah.
I'm not going to say, I talk behind their back. I'll be like, this bullshit is ridiculous. I can't believe it. I'll be like, please, Jesus, I can't. I'll be praying. I'll be like, please kill him or something. I'm going to be like, I support you in everything you want to do. I know that sometimes this is your personal journey.
Yeah.
And as that journey, you're going to have to, why is he beating himself
in
the
head?
And I guess what I'll be like, I get it.
My nigga Jaden, do your thing.
Oh my God, what is he doing?
He being Will Smith kid.
Yeah.
That's what he doing.
Look at
that's Will Smith's son.
He
can
looks
do whatever
angry
the fuck
though.
He
but
do.
Looks very angry.
He's not angry.
He's not angry. That's
that boy
just
high
what
off
pure freedom looks
Calabasas.
Like.
That's what
that's
pure freedom.
Freedom. Freedom
look like.
That's pure freedom.
That's black freedom.
Yo, he lost mad weight. I wonder what diet he on. I want
freedom diet, nigga.
Freedom.
He can eat whatever the fuck he wants.
Freedom. That's his neighborhood. That's his neighborhood.
But why is
what
his,
diet he's on?
Is he
he's
having
on the
car
diet.
Trouble? Is this a Tesla commercial? Like, what's happening?
It's just him filming a video because he can do it.
But why is the trunk open and the hood
because
open?
Because he's letting
this
you
is
know.
So awesome for me.
He's like, look.
Look at this. Freedom.
I got my chain around
I wonder
my neck
if that's
swinging.
Real gold.
It's beyond real gold.
It's beyond it.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Because that got to be heavy.
I think it's whether it's real or not, he can make it real because he can afford it.
So
the second you question it, he's going to be like, all right, I'll go make it real right now.
I wonder if he has like a perm in his hair, though.
You asking a lie.
You know what it is? Because my
you
edges will be coming out right
so
there. The
no, he got a hair transplant.
Like right there.
He got
come
somebody
right out.
To transplant gold hair into his head.
Oh, okay. And then
he's
all
rich.
I wonder if he pulled his teeth out to get those.
No, he got gold cap. You just got some.
I'm just wondering. I'm not judging. I'm just wondering. You know, you can't judge. You got to just allow everything. You just allow it.
That's called unadulterated black freedom.
Yeah.
That motherfucker can do anything.
So
he
that's
do.
So that's what we fought for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
we
what I want.
For Jaden to do this shit.
Yeah. See.
What
absolutely.
You call an icon living?
That's freedom. See, the thing is, we ask for freedom, but we don't know what that looked like.
You don't know what it looked like. And
we think, what are
so
you?
So this is overcoming. We shall.
Yes.
Overcome. This is overcoming. Okay,
we shall. This is someday. This is, you know that last lyric when they go, someday. That's it.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith
okay.
is.
Okay, I get it.
You see what I'm saying? You, really, you know
it.
How to say.
Pure freedom.
Let me put it to you like this. This is how unfair the game is for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's white privilege when you're white, but it's blessed and highly favored when you're black. That nigga's not blessed and highly favored.
No, he just
he got
privilege.
You
he
see what I'm saying?
Privilege. Amen.
So it's like.
Oh, don't say amen. What you said? Just say.
That's
agree.
What I'm saying. People right. get caught up. How you doing, Saint? Blessed and highly favored? Oh, man, you just living like white people, huh?
Right.
That's all that is.
No, but that's what they say in my church. We saying blessed and highly favored, but I don't be feeling that.
Yeah, but I'll be listening to them like,
wait, what is what?
Oh, blessing. Damn, Jesus. Dylan.
Wait, guys, I'm Jewish,
Jewish
and white.
Not talk to each other in synagogue? Yeah. Like, what are
no,
you
it's
doing?
All in okay. Hebrew. And so, then they're no, like, so you got it, right?
So this black church. Can I say black church? No.
There's no need for politics.
Okay, so they say God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing? Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah. White people don't say that shit. And then
no, because he's Jewish. So in Jewish court, fucking church, then
don't
he goes,
be laughing.
Shuck-a-lum-lum-lum.
I got shit on last week. I just want to point it out. I got shit on last week for doing an accent.
Shaka-laka-lum-lum.
I just want to point that out. I got shit on last week for doing
ridiculous.
An accent.
Shaka-laka-lum-lum.
Let's fucking walk around speaking gibberish, not
so now,
blessing each other,
right
making
right
each other feel good.
Right there is not blessing highly favored. That's what rich is. That's what wealth
out?
Is.
Yes.
Did it come out? Okay.
Your edges are fine. You look fantastic.
I just
want to
make sure it didn't come out because he said the shaka-laka zoom and I felt my coop, my follicle tighten up right there.
Shalom.
My follicle started tightening up.
That shit sound like Muppet talk.
Shaka-laka-loom-loom. That motherfucker took Shalom and made it a Fraggle Rock song. Shaka-laka-lum-lum, mother.
I'm like Monique and Precious when she got called out and she was like, I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, and shout out to Monique for throwing a TV at a fat girl in that movie. That shit was insane. She threw a TV with a fat girl with a baby in her hand in that movie. Tyler
down
Perry
the
went
stairs.
In.
Tyler
Perry, yeah.
That was a drama. She threw a TV down the steps at a fat girl.
Dude.
That was based off a movie called Push.
A book called Push. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read that book. That was crazy.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Yeah.
In Push, did she run down the street
You know
with
who
chicken?
Never read that book?
Not
fucking
no.
Jane.
Yeah, no, yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She stole chicken out of KFC. Mm-hmm.
Stole a bucket of chicken, run down the street with.
Because they wasn't feeding
Gabby
her.
Gabby Sidibe, ladies and gentlemen. She's engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
To a dude that seems gay. I don't know if that's like a thing.
Why does he seem gay?
When they did the little, and he was just too little, he was too
but
sassy.
That's fluid. That's fluid now. You can't judge that either. You just gotta be like, all right. No, I'm just saying what they say to me. My mother be like, my kids be like, you being judgmental, Mom. I said, why that boy pants so tight? Yeah, boy, his pants can be tight. I'm like, all right, you're right.
Yeah, you fucking with it. Like, these are the new hippies.
I ain't saying nothing. I can't say nothing.
This is the new hippie era. This is the new hippie era versus like all the conservative era. It's all coming together now. You got to deal with that shit.
I just be looking at these people
understand.
In my house.
You got to deal
Things
with that
have
shit.
Changed. Motherfuckers ain't putting flowers in the nozzles of guns no more. They're not putting the flower. It's past that.
Yes.
You got to be who you want.
Yeah.
See?
But that's who you found on the internet. That's the difference. It's a little different because you really want to be that person or you just saw that person and they had a lot of likes and now you're trying to emulate that person.
Oh,
like I think
shit.
It's a lot going on.
I fuck with that.
Absolutely, Onika.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Nick. Point taken.
Absolutely.
That's up there with the paper pot shit.
Yes.
I don't got no paper pots.
Wait.
I'm going to use real dishes because I use real pots, motherfucker.
But that's it. But that's the way it works, though, because now you don't have to be
you.
You can be somebody
anything.
Else.
You can't judge anything.
No, you can still say
but
whatever
no,
you
can't.
Want. You just got to deal with the repercussions.
They're going to grab your edges. If you say slut shaming, like when I was coming up, if you were a slut, you were ashamed. Like, you cannot just be like, I'm being a slut. But now, like, you can't say that. You just got
to
be
Yeah, because it's disrespectful to the moms.
To the sluts.
Because moms.
You can't disrespect the slutty moms. Like, I don't know what's
No, happening.
There's a lot more slutty moms out here.
No, a lot of slutty moms. A lot of these kids
I feel
kids
bad for some of these
were
kids that
bred
be,
from slutty moms.
They got to stand and wait for their mom to make their twerk video before they can get their cereal before school. Like, Mom, can you hurry up with your fucking twerk video so I can eat my cereal and go to school?
Yep.
So I can figure out how
and
to learn my way
And she's just trying to pay for
situation.
School clothes.
And she got to
no,
yell it back out. This is how you eat, honey.
Uh-huh.
Honey, this is how you eat.
She was like, hold that camera, nigga.
That
you want them LeBrons?
Man, I need to put my pussy
Man,
on
Mama
TikTok.
Mama need to shake this ass.
Uh-huh.
Hold like, the camera so I can put my pussy on TikTok.
Hold the camera while your mama create an OnlyFans page.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to OnlyFans. They reach out to us.
They hit us up.
OnlyFans reached out to us, and apparently they're like, look, we're not like that porn shit.
Yeah, they're trying
we're
to like, change.
We're trying to change, and I don't know.
Do like, it. I'm going to do it. But
what will we show? What will
you
we
just
be
talk,
able
just
to?
Just do your comedy
you
on it.
You already say the shit that we say on here.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you do.
Look, people
we may
start an OnlyFans. But we may not. It ain't going to be no toes, no dicks, no booty holes.
I'm a cook. I'm
no
a cook
nudes,
and tell jokes.
None
fries
of that shit.
Oh, nigga will be frying fish on her OnlyFans. This is the porgy versus the whiting.
Yeah.
And Dylan, another reason people fry fish because whiting is cheap to get by the mass. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of it.
I kind
of
got that from the
Yeah, you get a lot of whiting.
Still, did you say you got that from the internet?
This nigga racist.
Wait a minute.
No. He checked that.
What you mean? I said
I got that from the beginning when you were like, "Well, fish is."
Cheaper?
And then you just moved on.
Well, niggas ain't frying gefilte. Niggas ain't frying gefilte. Don't you try to...
I'm trying to flip this on me. He just went shama-lama ding-dong, and I'm a fucking racist. Fuck all of you. Produce your own show.
What about me? What about me? What about me?
You did Shama-lama.
That's Shama-lama.
I'm just joking. AYG left a while ago. This is the only show I got that's doing good.
I love my nigga Negree. Thank you for being honest.
I love y'all. Thank you.
I love my nigga Negree. But you did say Shama-lama.
I did. And I got to deal with the repercussions.
Ain't no repercussions.
There's going to be some repercussions.
But whatever.
If like 10 years from now, I got a fucking family, I'm like doing like little mood commercials here and there to keep my fucking wife afloat, my kids afloat, they're going to bring this shit up. Remember when comedians said Shabba-lama ling dong?
And you're going to be like, what?
And I'm going to just have to sit there and take it like, yeah, I said it.
Jewish people talked. The whole setup was funny, though.
I just wanted to know. Because how many times were we in Brooklyn in the Hasidic area and it's just quiet?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of people outside, and you don't hear nothing. I'm like, y'all ain't fucking greeting each other. Nothing.
Can I say a joke?
What's up, babe? Okay.
Go ahead, say a joke.
So my nephew came from North Carolina, right? Okay. And I was driving him from the airport. He was like 6. And so we were going through Williamsburg.
You hit Flushing, didn't you?
Yeah, right. So we were on like Lee Avenue coming down.
Oh,
right?
even crazier.
So we was coming down, right? And he said, auntie. And I was like, well, he said, why are all these people dressed like Abraham Lincoln?
Dang.
What just happened? I was like, wait a minute. Isn't that like amazing?
Yeah.
That's a crazy observation. I was like, wow, that's
the big hats and the what?
Abraham Lincoln. Because in his mind, that's all he saw. He's from North Carolina. Yeah. They don't have Hasidic Jews in North Carolina.
That's
like
fine.
That.
All. And then they got Jews down there.
But not that community.
Shout out to the Hasidics in Miami who play that religious card tight, man. I was at the pool at the Ritz.
What you mean?
And they were getting in the pool fully clothed. It was crazy. Yeah. The girl had the thing and the denim dress.
I played it literally my entire life.
Yeah, but
they got in the pool fully dressed. I was like, oh my God.
I was in college and I used to wear a lot of hats in college. That was like my thing for my fucking snapback.
Yeah, like yarmulkes or hats?
No.
Oh, okay.
like
he said hats.
But so that's what I was getting to. So it's just like snapbacks. I wasn't confident. So I wore like snapbacks a lot and I was in college and the campus I was on, the teacher was like, no hats.
Okay.
It's religious. And they can't say shit.
Damn.
And second you say the words, it's religious, if they press you,
you know Jews.
And they know Jews.
So what we got as black people that we can blame religion on?
What you mean?
That we want to do.
Why don't you
fish
go
fries.
To therapy? Religion.
What'd you say?
Fish fries?
Fish fries? No, fish fries is just our thing.
That's tradition.
That's big.
Yeah, we need
religion.
We got to figure out how to digitize fries.
Using a karaoke at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, no, that sounds like some Karen shit coming out.
I'm just trying to make it was comedy.
This motherfucker, look at him.
It was like
now
midnight.
Now you being racist.
It was midnight, and I can use my karaoke whenever I want to.
That's right.
My
you got a
karaoke.
House. That's your
my
crib.
Karaoke, and right, I was
so
there. I was there when the crackheads was there.
Yeah.
And the crackheads was there. Now that you put a bike lane down Bedford Avenue, don't mean that I got to turn my music down.
You
that's
hear
all
that?
I'm saying.
You hear
and
that?
Then Biggie Smalls'
Take
mural
that,
is around the corner.
Yep.
This is hip hop Brooklyn.
Yeah,
hip-hop,
man. You know
Brooklyn
what?
All day.
Hip hop Brooklyn. Because to be honest with you, I did a show at Herbert Von King Park.
Oh, yeah, that's where my park is.
And there was like 10 parties going on at the same
time. Oh, yeah, that's it, made me laugh, dude.
But the DJ scratched 10 Crack Commandments, the whole park said it.
Yeah.
It's the 10 Crack Commandments.
Yeah.
And went back to
the
I was saying that shit, nigga.
That's old Brooklyn.
Dave was on stage, and I was rapping over that nigga.
Old school.
That was great. Fireworks was going off.
That's
I loved
that got a nice amphitheater, right?
Yeah, it was right at the amphitheater. Yeah.
But what I like about it is white people try to throw shows there, but the regular Brooklynites be there. Like, what the fuck
not,
y'all think y'all doing?
Leaving.
And they can't
not
do shit. To watch people who don't know how to host shows try to host outside, and then real Brooklyn comes down, like, what the fuck is
that's
this?
That's why PDD is the best.
Yeah, because he can simulate them all.
Well,
yeah.
I saw so many little these Jewish
shout
host
out to
kids PDD
Diabru.
Shout out to PDD. I was
and
on a show with him the other
man.
Week.
Dope. Yeah, shout out to PDD Diabru. Make sure you check out the episode that he was in.
PDD Gatsby. Shout out to PDD Gatsby.
Yeah, yeah, I think he got a show coming up, he said.
The 5th, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we done plugging that nigga shit.
Oh, my God. Back to us.
Back to y'all. Two dope ass cousins.
Do we have any other topics that we want to cover?
Yes. Yeah, don't say it like that, nigga. Let's segue into it.
Okay,
let's
what else are we talking about?
Well, no, so I seen this video on YouTube. Did you see it? Did you get it in the notes? So the dude doing a backflip in the club and then landing on a girl.
Oh, shit.
That shit was so funny to me because you can tell he was trying to impress his friends. He was like, yo, watch me do this backflip.
Oh, he fucked up too.
And then he fucking just does his backflip and then fucking lands on this girl that was walking by. And it's so fucking funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And it's like, you could have broke her collarbone. You could have destroyed that girl's life. No, nah, yeah, like he's Hispanic, so you know they always wear like soft hard shoes. And shit.
Where were they at?
Hard bottoms? No, they either wear running shoes like the Firewire Jones or the fucking like hard shoes.
He was from Miami. No,
I don't know where it is, but he do look like a Miami dude.
Niggas is backflipping in the club.
They would do it and live.
a bad neighborhood.
They go do it and live.
If you doing backflips in the club, you not.
But I remember that dudes would be like going ham. There was the dudes who did the wallies. That's me. I'm a wally guy. Mm-hmm. And then there was the dancers. I remember you being the dancers. But then there was the dancer plus niggas who would like dance and flip within their dances and shit.
That was always
you never want to dance with
but
them.
But you knew those niggas.
I knew all of them.
You knew those niggas who were like they would fucking be popping and then they do a standing backflip. You're like, what the why, nigga?
I saw a dance battle. The nigga hopped up on a coat hanger and hung upside down. And,
oh my God, dope.
And I was like, it's
you said
whack.
Dope? That nigga went home alone.
It was whack.
It's
was
true.
Very
they
whack.
Say, you know what they
boy.
Say? Yeah. The dude that's dancing the hardest is the brokest.
That nigga trying to have all the fun.
They said, because dudes with money, they do a two-step. They be like,
yeah, because you're like, yeah, I can come back here.
Then I only gotta like do VIP.
You got
like,
it, dude?
I like sitting down in the club.
So watch this. So watch this, y'all. Look at this shit.
He already looked like a clown.
Oh man, his pants is tight.
Whip!
Oh my God! Oh,
he landed in the middle.
He looked like a Puerto Rican Hardy boy.
Yeah,
but you know what that was?
Fucking...
But you know what that was? Yeah. That was a dare. You could tell he was like, "Yo, I got it." It was a dare.
He fucking swanton bombed her.
He had.
It was a dare. I would sue that club.
This motherfucker was trying out for the AEW. You seen that shit?
Yeah, he did like one of the hearts,
dude. With the long hair, he looked like a Uso.
Yeah.
That's what he was, and then this nigga did a fucking backflip and landed on this girl's shoulders. And the way she fell, she was like shocked. She was like, what the fuck?
And you know she's still talking about it.
She didn't expect that to go. She was probably having a good old evening, been in a pandemic, you know, a little while. And wanted to go out, and she got flipped on.
Should have been wearing a mask.
She got flipped on.
She wasn't even wearing, but what
should have been, wearing a mask.
The two braids, with the two braids
and nobody have on a mask, none of them.
Ain't nobody having a mask.
And she got balls in her face.
Yep.
Damn.
Balls in her face.
Off a flip.
Off a fucking flip. And she had a mask on.
It's a fucking
then she
would
at least been a little protected.
Oh, no, he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so
sorry. He's like, I'm so sorry.
He exposed his nuts to that girl. Nose.
Now he going to get fucking COVID on his nuts.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Can you?
Probably. They, you know, people say all shit about COVID. They be like, you know it gets you in your sleep, right?
COVID.
You know COVID come in your dreams.
COVID got the same. COVID, they treat COVID like Yellow 5 and Mountain Dew. Remember that? It kill all your sperm.
Yo. I said the Rona. I remember this first hit, and I called my grandma. I'm like, Grandma, I'm just making sure you're cool, not like you're not going outside to protect yourself from the Rona. And she was like, the Rona? Don't you play with her like that. Like,
this ain't, don't give it a nickname.
This ain't Candyman. I got to treat the Rona like, don't you say the Rona.
Don't.
You call it COVID-19. It's full government name.
I made a joke in my family group chat. My stepmom like got COVID. And I'm an asshole because a couple months ago we had like a wedding and I was being a dick and I knew they wasn't. So I was like, are we doing testing at this wedding? And no one answered me.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was the last thing I sent her. So I just sent back. I was like, guess we never did testing.
Nope.
It's a real funny story, man.
That is
a real good story.
Yeah, I'm like, this nigga told us how he ruined this
way. You know what I noticed? You know what I noticed? The way he said, stepmom. Like, the emphasis. You don't like her?
Yeah.
Like, he's a stepmom.
That's so funny. That's exactly, like, I felt like that group chat. Like, I sat here and I was like,
we can't laugh about COVID.
She probably said to him,
it wasn't funny, nigga.
It was funny, motherfucker.
Dylan, she said to your father, he still doesn't like me, does he?
Uh-huh.
No matter what I do.
No matter
like,
what I do, Henry. All right. I feel like your dad joking. Name is...
It's cool. It's cool. I just edited that one out.
Is your dad so Jewish? Bad. Is your dad...
Yeah, my dad's Israeli. We've done this.
Oh, he real Jewish.
Oh, shit. I thought like
he's
somebody...
He's a Shama Lama Ding Dong Jewish. Oh,
yeah. So I thought somebody was like, wait, you're not Italian at all?
Oh, your mom.
There's no Italian in you? I always thought it was like Jewish and Italian, so you're just straight Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so cool, that's why you thought he was Italian a little bit.
Yeah, well,
my mom's Italian. Hungarian. Yeah. My mom has like Hungarian on her side.
Oh, okay. That's funny though. You just killed that group chat.
They're trying
and
to
then you
out
brought
your
that
swag.
Energy here.
To here.
You watch What We Do in the Shadows.
I heard
it's a fucking hilarious show, but you just hit us with a Colin. Colin is an emotional vampire. He can't bite, but what he does is he does jokes and he talks to people and he just drains the energy.
Oh,
and that's what we got.
No.
We just got Colin.
He's like, I call my stepmom.
And we just went, oh.
Dylan bombed.
We need to drop one of them
that
flex bombs.
Bomb.
Yo, yo, yo.
Thanks for that story, Degree. I appreciate you, man.
I wish I had the energy right now to go at this. I wish I really did.
Yo, yo, yo. We got some new heat
funny
from
story,
Dylan
man.
Degree.
So funny story, man. Are we funny... getting tested?
He said, funny story. And then,
funny
left,
story.
Out, and then left out the funny part. This nigga told us the story. And we're like, hey, yo, my man, you forget something.
Yo, man, you forgot your... It's like you gave us
funny.
Some gas.
Oh, and kept...
Like, what the fuck was
we're
that?
Like, yo, you forgot the mocha and this mochaccino, dude. Yo, wait, you gave me all
you
chino.
You know when comics go on stage and they start reading people text messages? And we be like, oh, this...
You're like, we get it, nigga. You have conversations.
I love you, man.
This nigga.
I got to get one of my friends here to laugh with me, too.
Oh, my God.
I need someone just to die in this chair.
We love you, Dylan. We love you. Thanks for...
this nigga, bro. That's a hot pocket that was cold in the middle.
That was crazy. Thanks for putting a big old paperweight.
Could've drop
just
that
on.
Music. Drop that
music.
Motherfucking
drop
music,
music,
Mr. Negree.
In his brain, that worked.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
But Dylan, he does well.
No, you know what to do. You got to fucking say it in a melodic way. Right now,
melodic,
this is the portion of the show where we winding down for the ones and the twos and the guests and shit. Because just like when you're in the club or the church, everybody has to go.
Benediction.
Everybody has to go home nice and calm and relaxed. Mm-hmm. We didn't exercise you, but right now, it's time for you to stretch, baby. Stretch your brain. Stretch your mind. Expand your thinking.
So what'd you learn?
I hope we did that. I hope that we made jokes that challenged your sense of humor, that made you go, he shouldn't say that, but it was funny, though. Yeah, we learned that Onika is kind of a
toxic lady. I'm just
She's a toxic lady. And that Dylan can tell stories with no seasoning.
He's giving me a lot to edit out.
Hey, man, don't edit this out. Yeah. This was fun.
Yeah. So what you got for us, Onika? Remember to go follow her on all her socials.
Onika and her edges.
Onika and her edges.
O-N-I-K-A.
Oh, babe, you better go ahead.
Comedy.
Yeah.
O-N-I-K-A.
She been listening to that RZA shit too long. Drinking all the Tazo teas.
Tazo RZA tea.
Tazo RZA tea. RZA Tazo.
RZA Tazo tea. RZA Tazo tea. I can't wait until I'm in a part of my life where I'm selling beverages.
Tea bags with the third eye.
Well, I'm like, yo, we gotta move this kombucha. Yeah. Rose kombucha.
I'm waiting for niggas to push kombucha like cracks.
Uh-huh. Rose stomach elixir, because it got to be something cool. Like, no need for that stomach to be fucked up.
Is your gut in a rut? If your gut is in a rut, take some of Rose kombucha.
Rose kombucha. Yeah.
Comes in apple cider vinegar, lemon, and of course, raspberry blueberry.
Now, y'all
raspberry
should do vapor rub. Like
vapor
Vicks,
rub.
Vapor
like Vicks, but like black
yeah,
on
like
Vicks.
Black on
black Vicks. On Vicks.
Yes, y'all should do that.
Call it Nick's.
Victor.
Victavius.
Victavius.
Yeah, heart. Call it Victavius.
Throw some of that Victavius on your chest. Open up your.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the bottom of your feet and put Victavius. On some white socks.
Yeah, soften up your feet. Yeah.
What else
soften
niggas got?
Up that
niggas
meat.
Got fucked up toenails.
Toenails.
Put some Victavius butter.
Yeah.
Victavius butter. It's all good
get the
for
out.
Your body.
Anal ease. What about that?
What?
Say anal ease.
No. Anal ease. Anal E's? Anal beads.
Wait, what?
You sticking shit up your ass?
No.
Her nigga sticking shit up her booty hole.
No, I was just thinking about lubes. It's, okay, never mind.
All right, now this turned into one of them exotic parties. This turned into an erotic party. Don't you?
Well, you are very accomplished women. Accomplished women are freaks. Y'all done fucking just accomplished so much in life. The only other thing you need to do is stick something in your ass just to feel whole.
Just the whole hell home. Is wrong with you? You're a liar.
You said fool. Anal beads.
I did not. I said ease.
Anal ease?
I was coming up with a new
shit easy.
I was trying to come up with a new product that anal you can ease. Sell when you get older. But you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Onika got a dildo in a briefcase.
No.
Yeah, you do. Look. He was like, no, it's in a rifle case.
It's probably a compartment case. Like, there's different sizes.
Uh-huh.
No, there's a small and there's an on-the-go.
Because you're in law. And you know how that is. That's some fucking all tense all day.
Crazy niggas in law.
Yeah.
Every time it's always some perv with some case with a thing in it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, and we out, people.
But thank you,
guys. That's how we're going to be.
Thank you. I appreciate all the listeners. And thank you for being active on our social media accounts and leaving comments on our YouTube,
and subscribe,
we appreciate
that.
So make sure you subscribe and tell a friend to tell a friend.
And shout out to my boy.
And we gonna do this all again because all we do is win. All
right.
Yeah.
It's the end.
It's the end.
Yeah. Thank you, Negree.